It is only through a change in human consciousness that the world will be transformed. The personal and the planetary are connected. As we expand our awareness of mind, body, psyche, and spirit, and bring that awareness actively into the world, so also will the world be changed. This is our quest as we explore new dimensions.
As we inevitably move into the second half of our lives, we will face the challenge of accepting the forces of limitation. Some of the limits will be imposed on us by our own bodies and not being able to do what we have always done. And there are no shortcuts as we apprenticeship aging. Even though the losses and limitations are real, so are the rewards and gifts, and today we'll explore the challenges and gifts of growing older with our guest, Mark Nepo. Mark Nepo is a poet, philosopher, and spiritual teacher who shares eloquently from a deep and authentic place. As a cancer survivor, Mark devotes his writings and teachings to the journey of inner transformation and the life of relationships. He's the author of dozens of books and audio learning courses, including You Don't Have to Do It Alone, The Power of Friendship, and The Fifth Season, Creativity in the Second Half of Life. So please join us for the next hour as we explore insights into growing older with our guest, Mark Nepo. I'm speaking with Mark at his home by remote connection. I'm Justine Willis-Toms. I'll be your host. Welcome to New Dimensions. Mark, welcome.
Oh, it's wonderful to be with you again.
Oh, yes,
endless conversation together.
It's true. We've had many conversations through the years, haven't we? Absolutely.
Yes.
And I'd love to start, at least, you're now in your 70s, and you have been really exploring, what does it mean to age? And I'm wondering, what signifies the turning point when we start to realize we are aging? I mean, is it we begin to realize there's more life behind us than ahead of us? Or what is it that signifies that you've noticed from your friends and your research?
First, let me back up and say that, you know, as you know, I've always used my own life as a case study for the archetypal passages we all face. And so I am 74 now. And as I've crossed into the continent of aging, this is what's here. And I feel like, you know, that's when I needed to look more deeply at what we're all going through. And so for me, certainly if we don't stay engaged in the inner life and in relationship with everything larger than us, then the physical limitations start to tell us we're aging. Then the looking back and the looking forward. But for me, what has been the deeper, and there's no one pinpoint, but the deeper passage into aging has been the depth with which I'm closer in my relationship with this mystery of life, this increasing sense paradox of being more myself and yet more at one with everything under, around, above, and in. And this is one of the you know, central things, I think, as we start to, you know, after all these years, I one of the metaphors that, as you know from my poetry and my other books, these metaphors and these stories, they all become my teachers. I know they ring true, and then I have to unpack them. And so one of the early teachers in this journey was this metaphor for aging of a meteor. And how meteors, you know, they come